This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want to get right to it, friends. We got much to cover. One topic today. I do want to let you know that if you'd like to call in at any time, please do stick to topic 1-866-582-9933. Listen, there's much talk, there's much grumblings going on in this country concerning the American people over the crimes of the Clintons and many other political corruption and criminals within the upper echelon of our government. And why is it that they get away with the things that they get away with? Well, it always comes down to the American people tolerating the crimes of those people. Well, one of the things that we know is that Donald Trump promised us the world when it came to justice and the rule of law. As a matter of fact, it's been said, the best way to restore public faith in government institutions is to send Hillary to prison. This applies to other corrupt politicians as well. Unless the First Lady's crimes are seen to go unpunished, everyday Americans will forever know deep down that there is a lawless standard for those with money and power that the people have delegated, by the way, and another for the rest of us. Now, I know people are sick and tired of this all the way through and through. I also know, I'm going to play some audio for you, friends, that we were first told by Donald Trump that he would appoint a special prosecutor to look into the crooked, the corrupt practices of none other than Hillary Clinton, again, for her crimes against we the people. Go ahead and play that, Sam.
I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it, and I hate to say it, but if I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it. And we're going to have a special prosecutor. When I speak, I go out and speak, the people of this country are furious. In my opinion, the people that have been long-term workers at the FBI are furious. There has never been anything like this, where emails and you get a subpoena. You get a subpoena, and after getting the subpoena, you delete 33,000 emails. And then you acid wash them, or bleach them, as you would say, a very expensive process. So we're going to get a special prosecutor, and we're going to look into it, because you know what? People have been, their lives have been destroyed for doing one-fifth of what you've done. And it's a disgrace, and honestly, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
Well, that was the first thing we were told. We heard that on the campaign trail over and over and over and over again. And this just came up again a couple days ago. Now, after we were told by Donald Trump that he would appoint a special prosecutor to look into crooked Hillary Clinton for her crimes against we the American people, it's interesting that then Donald Trump declared that she should be jailed for her crimes against Americans. This was all on the campaign trail, friends. And again, we were inundated with this over and over and over again that she should be thrown in jail. Matter of fact, the LA Times, for what credibility they may have, if any, were the ones to report that Trump wants Clinton locked up. Well, within 1 minute of his presidential victory speech, friends, listen to this. Within 1 minute of his presidential victory speech, he tells Americans that they owe Hillary a major debt of gratitude for her service to the country. Listen to this.
Just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory, and I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard. Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service
in
our country.
I couldn't even believe he said that when he said it. I knew it was in there, but for him to blurt out the truth in his confusion took me a couple steps back. He actually just said that to those that put him in office, that delegated power from God to him to represent we the people. He that quick, within 1 minute and 9 seconds, declared that the American people owe her a major debt of gratitude for her country, for her service to our country. Just hang on with me, America. I'm going to get to some more points. Rest assured that you have not thought of. This is absolutely astounding. And yet there's people that will back him up and support him no matter what he does and no matter what he says. And the reason they do that is because they have the same standard in their own lives. They're okay with the flip-flopping going on. They're okay with the double talk. This is incredible. Within 1 minute and 9 seconds of his presidential victory speech, he tells you, America, you owe her and her husband, for the most part, that have committed the act of treason time and time against we the people, that we owe her a major debt of gratitude. Donald Trump then flip-flops on the prosecution of Hillary Clinton after he wins the White House. Go ahead and listen to this one, friends.
Are you going to ask for a special prosecutor to investigate Hillary Clinton over her emails? And are you, as you had said to her face, going to try and put her in jail?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to think about it. I feel that I want to focus on jobs. I want to focus on health care. I want to focus on the border and immigration and get the country straightened away.
You called her crooked Hillary, said you wanted to get in jail. Your people and your audiences kept saying lock him up.
Yeah. She did some bad things.
A special prosecutor?
I don't want to hurt them. They're good people. I don't want to hurt them, and I will give you a very, very good and definitive answer the next time we do 60 Minutes together.
Yeah, he gave you a definitive answer, though, didn't he, America? And it's a promise he didn't keep when it came to the prosecution of the likes of the Clintons, at least the Clintons. He flip-flops immediately after he wins the White House, then goes to 60 Minutes and says, I don't want to hurt the Clintons, but it's okay that the Clintons hurt us, America. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, just talking about how Donald flip-flopped instantly. Now, I want to take this a couple steps further because this is coming to the surface again as to why haven't you prosecuted Hillary Clinton? That's what you promised the American people on the campaign trail. Before I do that, I want you to check us out online. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. And or if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account for what it's worth, that is Bradley Dean 1EE, Bradley Dean 1EE. And if you'd like to call in, please stick to the topic. I would really like to get someone to justify, because I know what I'm pointing out right now makes people angry, and why it would make them angry, the only reason it would make them angry is because they're guilty of the same things that we're exposing right now. It's like the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. Hey, folks, in this country, for the record, the law is the king. The Constitution is the king because the law came from the king. And when we begin to correct corruption in government, that's a good thing, not a bad thing. Just wanted to make reference to common sense when we're talking about what we're talking about. Donald Trump said, I don't want to hurt the Clintons because they're good people. And I played the audio during the first segment. I'm going to continue on here, folks. By the way, if you, again, would like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, as I'm pointing out right now, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Does it not scare you, America? that a good portion of the modern-day version of the conservative, which is yesterday's lawless liberal, is just going along with everything that's going on here? And I'm not justifying what you call the left or what you call the liberals. No, it's interesting how when you look at the what you would call the left and the liberals, they have a better eye at seeing corruption than you do. And of course they don't like Donald because Donald says the right things that will expose them for who they are. Folks, the bottom line is our sin is before God. And when you read Numbers 32:23, you can see that our sin is finding us out. Well, that's the problem that we need to correct, and it starts with ourselves and then with our president. Then first with the church, friends. First with ourselves, then the church, then government. And that's the exact order before God as to the order as to how things should be brought about and resolved. And that's what we need to do is lay it out line upon line, precept upon precept. Now, folks, during the first segment, I just shared with you the best way to restore public faith in government institutions is to send Hillary to prison and the other corrupt politicians, friends. And unless the First Lady's crimes are seen to go unpunished, every single American and everyday Americans will ever forever know deep down that there's a lawless standard for those with money and power that the people have delegated somehow or another, and another for the rest of us. And the fact of the matter is we can't have a double standard like that. There's a higher consequence for those that serve we the people that violate law than there is for the average Joe. And it's completely up on its head today in this country, and the American people have accepted it for what it is. And why that is, I don't know, but it's to your own detriment that you ignore it. And if you want to correct it, then let's correct the problem here. Now, what I want to do is I want to get down to the nitty-gritty here, because taking it a step further, we're now told that Donald Trump is frustrated that he can't order the DOJ to investigate Hillary. Did you hear what I said? Donald Trump is now telling others that are still making inquisition concerning the crimes and the acts of treason concerning the Clintons, amongst others, as to why she hasn't been prosecuted yet. And Donald Trump, the President of the United States of America that promised a special prosecutor, is telling you now that he's frustrated because he can't order the DOJ to investigate Hillary. Are you kidding me, America? And it's interesting that I posted this online. And when I posted it online, friends, here we go again with the modern-day version of the conservative. Justifying everything Donald Trump does, regardless if it's constitutional or not. And the problem is, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, but we're talking about he who sits in the People's White House that calls himself the President of the United States of America. This is what he said when asked about the prosecution of Hillary Clinton. He said, "But you know the saddest thing? Because I'm the President of the United States, I'm not supposed to be involved with the Justice Department. I'm not supposed to be involved with the FBI," Trump told WMAL host Larry O'Connor. He said, "I'm not supposed to be doing the kinds of things I would love to be doing, and I'm very frustrated by it." Really? Well, it's interesting because Tim Brown, senior editor for the sonsofliberty.com, stated, "Not supposed to be involved in the Justice Department?" Question mark. He exclaims, friends, "Sir, you are the Justice Department according to our Constitution." Bingo. Bingo. And yet for all of this double talk and flip-flopping going back and forth, again, the modern-day conservative, yesterday's lawless liberals, they want to stand behind him in agreement that he has just no business in doing anything in prosecuting the Clintons or anyone else for that matter. Then why was that his promise on the campaign trail? I mean, does America, does Commander-in-Chief have any meaning here? No, he can't usurp the Constitution of the United States of America. He's there to enforce it. You know, remember when he put his hand on the Bible and he swore to God and man that he would uphold the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign, abroad, and domestic here at home? Yes, so help me God. So let me get this straight. Criminals in government can break the law, but the President of the United States of America cannot enforce the law? Here, let me say that again. I want to get this straight, and I want you to think with me. Because Donald Trump said he's frustrated that he can't force the DOJ's hand against the Clintons. That's what he's telling you. Now, when you line that up with what he said during the first segment and those three audio pieces that I played for you, friends, it's just not so. He's a part of the game here, and this is the fox again protecting the hen house. They all protect themselves. So criminals in government can go ahead and break the law at will, but the president cannot enforce the law against them. I want you to think about this. But again, the President of the United States of America can send forth America's finest, our military, our boys, into third world countries without congressional our approval in some unconstitutional war like many of Donald Trump's predecessors have done, and yet he cannot bring justice to criminals within the ranks of our own government? Did you hear what I said? 1-866-582-9933. The president can send forth our military into any third world country they so choose without your approval. How that works is unconstitutional and therefore illegal, null and void. But he can send our military to deal with some corrupt so-called dictator you've been propagandized to believe by your media. Right? Because they need to be thrown off so they can put a military presence so they can conquer those particular countries so they can establish a new world order. You weren't thinking, were you, America? No, you weren't. But anybody, just like Kim Jong right now, they're talking about starting another war, America, on cue. Every president that I can remember has been war after war after war. And you know what? When you bring in the Constitution, you got to ask the question, where has it been constitutionally justified? Where? You can't find it. But now they're talking about going to war again. New president, new war. Hello, that's the history of America. And really what it is using your boys. Remember Henry Kissinger, that pedophile that sits next to the presidents of the United States of America that said our military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used for foreign policy? See, I didn't say it. I'm not theorizing with some concept that I created or grabbed out of thin air, America. I'm simply giving you the facts, and out of their own mouths and out of their own actions, this is what they have said and this is what they are doing. But the President of the United States is frustrated because he cannot prosecute those that commit crime in government. But for some reason or another, you've been conditioned to believe that it's okay for the President of the United States to use your military to conquer another nation because you've been propagandized that there's some sort of wicked dictator that will not submit to the United States of America and they must be dealt with. But he can deal with that dictator, but he can't deal with criminals in your own governments? We're going to continue in this vein, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 866-582-9933.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to take Tom really quick from Baltimore. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Tom, will you do me a favor? I got much to cover. I will let you get in your 2 cents here, if you don't mind, and I need to get back to topic. Go for it, my friend.
I'm going to show you what a disciplined retired cop can do. I'll do it in 60 seconds. So, I think you're exactly on point. You had challenged me early on prior to the elections being over about choosing the lesser of two evils. And I laid to your candor my reasoning being that supporting Trump was like handling a CI, a confidential informant. And you're getting exactly what a cop gets when he tries to handle a confidential informant most of the time. They wander, they do things that they're not supposed to, and we pretty much expect that, and we have that in our plans. We hope in the end that they can do more good than harm, and usually they do. And I certainly think that Trump ultimately will do more good than harm. Certainly, Hillary was not going to do anything good, in my opinion. And, I think if we get a Supreme Court that can put an end to the murder of babies, I think that alone would be worth Trump being in office. However, I feel your pain on these other issues. I think most people do. We'd like to see him stick to his word more. But again, like a confidential informant, you know, they're not the top crop of society, and they do things that we that disappoint us, that we hope they would do better in. So yeah, I pray for the guy. I make phone calls. He's not well versed in his enumerated powers. I don't think he realizes that although his office is the weakest of them all, I mean, his main duty is to carry out what Congress tells him to do. However, you know, in his oath of office, it gives him great power. He is the top cop. It's not the attorney general. He's the top cop. He's
That's
in
right.
charge of the executive branch, and he should exercise those powers. He can tell the attorney general what he would like him to investigate. In fact, it's his duty to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution requires him to examine all sorts of things, be it the FBI director and what he's investigating, be it the attorney general. That is his oath of office, and that's where his greatest power lies. So again, I'll pray for the guy, but Brad, I do feel your pain, sir. And
I'm
going
to get to that.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, Tom. Tom from Baltimore, thank you for calling in, and I'm going to be getting to that in just a moment. Right before the break, I was highlighting the fact that the president can send forth America's military into third world countries because you've been led to believe, and not in every case, in many cases, yes, but not in every case, friends, but you've been led to believe that those dictators of third world countries are committing heinous crimes against people and humanity. Well, that's great, but here comes America, conquers them. Then we have another presence in their country. And we've seen over and over again, friends, that's the CIA supporting those particular countries until it's time to topple them. And we've seen that with Saddam Hussein, and the list goes on and on and on and on again. But my point is he can't, folks, he can't bring forth the rule of law within our government, but he can send our military to go deal with some corrupt dictator in a third world country? Think about that. Hey, I want you to think of another thing. Presidents can pardon treasonous criminals before leaving office, and yet setting the president cannot enforce the law against political criminals at the highest levels? Did you hear what I said? Presidents, how many presidents, we've seen this with Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign criminal himself, the sodomite, the plant, pardon criminals? We've seen him do that during out the tenure of the time that he served him in his foreign government, which was in America. Remember, he's the one that said he was going to fundamentally transform America, and Americans sat back for 8 years and allowed him to do it because he was smiling. But I want you to think about this. Presidents can pardon treasonous criminals before leaving office, and yet the sitting president cannot enforce the law against political criminals at the highest level? Did you ever take the time to see Bill and Hillary's Clinton's pardon list? Oh, my gosh. Folks, these are the people that they pardoned. Gene Allen, Vera, 1990, false statements to an agency of the United States of America, pardoned by Bill Clinton before he left office. Nicholas Alatere, importation of cocaine, 1983. Bernice Roof, money laundering, 1992. Conspiracy. Joe Anderson Jr., income tax evasion. These were all pardoned by the Clintons. The list goes on. William Sterling Anderson, 1987, defraudment of a financial institution, financial statements and false to financial institutions, wire fraud. We have Mansour, then we have another foreigner, by the way, that was pardoned by the Clintons. 1984 false statements in bank loan application, pardoned. Unlawful distribution of marijuana. I'll just give you the crimes that were committed by these. There was over 150 pardons by the Clintons that were literal criminals against our constitutional republic. And Donald Trump is telling us that they're good people. This whole thing with Hillary Clinton and uranium ore that's being sold as they're stealing uranium ore from ranchers, the Bundys, and selling it to the Russians. Folks, that's an act of treason, Article 3, Section 3. And they're good people. And Donald Trump is frustrated that he can't bring in the rule of law when it comes to the Clintons. Are you kidding me? Folks, I have a list of 150 individuals that were pardoned by the Clintons. And forget about Clinton Chronicles. Forget about Bill Clinton, the biggest drug dealer out of Mena, Arkansas, back in the 90s. Forget about all the dead bodies, over 147 of them back in the 90s. Forget about the crimes that were committed against everything that we stand for, and they're good people? And I don't want to hurt them, but hey, Mr. Trump, is it okay that they hurt us? Is it okay that innocent people die when they try to do what you promised that you would do and you fail to do it today? America, think with me. Think. You need to think. One of the things that Tom just highlighted is the fact that it's his job to enforce the laws found in the Constitution of the United States of America. What would he be frustrated about? Is he frustrated because this is coming to the surface and he doesn't want to be put in the hot seat concerning his promises? Yes, that's exactly what's happening. Tim Brown, senior editor of the sonsofliberty.com, went on to say, "Furthermore, Mr. President, the Constitution does not even mention the Justice Department. It mentions your office as the only thing under the executive branch. Therefore, the buck stops with you if you demand that the AG, Mr. Sessions, appoint a special investigator into the matter, then he should follow those instructions. If he does not, then you remove him, plain and simple." Our Constitution is clear on the duties of the president, and it isn't really any of those things he mentioned in the interview with 60 Minutes. Of course not. Get them to ask the wrong questions. Then you don't have to worry about giving them the right answers. Those things might questionably fall under the authority of Congress and legislation, but the execution of the law falls squarely in the lap of the president. And by the way, just for the record, yes, Congress represents we the people, but if Congress violates their sworn oath to uphold the Constitution because they want to tear it down and recreate it in their own ungodly image, it's still for the president to follow the rule of law regardless if Congress wants it or not. Period. Period. The duties of the president of the United States under the U.S. Constitution. Article 1, Section 7, Clause 2 and 3 grants to the President the power to approve or veto bills and resolutions passed by Congress. Article 1, Section 9, next to the last clause, grants to the Executive Branch, the Treasury Department, the power to write checks pursuant to appropriations made by law. That would be Congress. That would be you, America. Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1, vests executive power into the President of the United States of America. It doesn't mean, folks, you need to understand something. The President, just like I said, of the Congress, has no business tearing down the Constitution and recreating it in their own ungodly image. Again, keep in mind, they swore to uphold the Constitution with their hand in the Bible, swearing to God and man that they will enforce the Constitution, the laws found within. That applies to every single one of us. Because again, the Constitution, the law, the Mosaic Institution is the law. That is King, because the King gave the law. Article 2, Section 1, last clause, sets forth the President's oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. Do I need to say that again? I want you to listen to this carefully. Preserve in Webster's 1828, to keep or save from injury or destruction, to defend from evil. Are the Clintons evil? Absolutely. Are the Obamas evil? Absolutely. Are the Bushes evil? Absolutely. Is there many corrupt politicians within the ranks of government? Absolutely. The president promised, I just read the Constitution, to preserve, to protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. I love this America. You want to know why I love it? Because it's already written as to how to bring about the resolve concerning what's going on in this country. Justice guards our liberties. If you don't want justice, your republic will be destroyed at length.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. For all you skittish individuals out there doing your best to protect Donald Trump, you know, really what it comes down to is you protecting yourselves. Because it absolutely amazes me how twisted in thought so many are when it comes to the likes of Donald Trump or any other politician that wants to pervert the law. Which really comes down to policy. And yet you talk to the average Joe and everybody's sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments. Well, it's simple. Return to God's 10 commandments, then eradicate man's 10,000 commandments. And I bring this up quite a bit, but it's good for you to hear. Senator John Glenn is the one that said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. And they knew, America, that if they wanted to put you back to sleep, that they were going to put someone up there that you liked, not that you hated. And the fact of the matter is what's happening and what's being said are two different stories. The President of the United States of America, Article 2, Section 1, last clause, sets forth the President's oath of office. And is to preserve, to keep, or save from injury. He is protecting them that are injuring our law, attempting to tear it down. They're attempting to destroy it. And they are evil people. The very definition of preserve, Webster's 1828, is to keep or save from injury or destruction, to defend from evil. (Clears throat) keep in a sound state. Sound means without error, America. To keep or defend from corruption is one of the definitions for preserve. To keep or defend from corruption. And it's the very thing that he promised to do before God, first and foremost, and he will be held accountable. And man, that's me and you. To preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. Article 2, Section 2, Clause 1, makes the President Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces when they have been called by Congress, that's me and you, into the actual service of the United States of America. Authorizes the President to require the principal officers in the executive departments to provide written opinions upon the duties of their offices. What does Donald Trump mean when he says he's not supposed to have anything to do with them branches? Folks, it's because he hasn't taken the time to read what the Constitution says. The President's power grants the President power to grant reprieves and pardons for offense against the United States, but he cannot stop impeachments of any federal judge or federal officer. Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2, grants to the President the power. You know, but now we're being told by many of the corrupt in the FBI America, you know, under James Comey, you know, his brother doing the taxes for the Clinton. Hello. The FBI is now telling the American people, Judicial Watch just brought this forth recently, friends, that there's not enough public interest in bringing forth investigation or prosecution concerning Hillary Clinton. Are you kidding me? I just drove 50 hours, literally 50 hours from here to Texas and Texas back home, and I seen sticker after sticker after sticker, not in support of Hillary Clinton, but Hillary for prison stickers. Don't tell me there's not a public interest in seeing justice be brought forth upon the heads of those that have been corrupting our system in the act of treason for decades in this country. But you know what? That'll be shot out there in the conservative of the day. He'll just be appeased by that and say, well, you know, I guess nobody else cares. Why should I? Well, even if that was the mindset, America, which is not true, it would still be wise on your behalf to treat it as if it involved everything to do with you, because it does. The President's power to make treaties with the advice and consent of the Senate, to nominate ambassadors, other public ministers and consuls, federal judges, various other officers, with the advice and consent of the Senate. Article 2, Section 2, 3 grants the President the power to make recess appointments with which expire at the end of Congress and next session. Article 2, Section 3 impose the duty of the President to periodically advise Congress on the State of the Union and authorize the President to recommend to Congress such measures, as he deems wise. It authorizes the President on extraordinary occasions to convene one or both houses of Congress when asks Congress to declare war, and if both houses cannot agree on what to adjourn, he is authorized to adjourn them to such time as he deems proper. And the list goes on and on and on and on. Imposes the duty upon the President to take care that laws be faithfully executed. This is the Constitution. Is it lawful to commit the act of treason? I mean, folks, just think about this. Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss, and you settle for another politician's kiss. Oh, they're good people. Man, I don't want to do anything to hurt them. Well, then why did you on the campaign trail for, what, a year and a half, promise the American people that you were going to bring back the rule of law? And you were specifically, you were going to bring forth that prosecutor, that special prosecutor, to investigate the Clintons. And you said that she belonged in jail, and now you're telling the American people that you're frustrated? Donald, people are listening. People are paying attention. You're going to go down in history as a fraud if you don't do what you promised that you would do. And I don't think that's what you want. I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, is exactly what he said. You can go online and see it, friends. Again, it has been stated, unless Hillary Clinton and corruption in this government, not in a third world country, America, but corruption in this government is dealt with, America is over with. That's common sense. You remember the Republic of the Machiavellians? It was destroyed because the people in that country allowed politicians to violate the very law that they themselves swore to uphold. You want to talk about the mercy of God that we're still here, America? You want to talk about the mercy of God that he still looks to his church to say, uphold my laws, my judgments, my statutes, and my ordinances? You want to talk about a merciful God that continuously exposes the corruption on this planet and expects his people to enforce his laws, read the Torah, the five books of Moses, against those that choose to commit the crime. Folks, in many cases, what you see in American government that are working for foreigners, America, which is foreign to our American government in so many different ways, they're not the type of people that you can help. They're the type of people that need to be lawfully removed yesterday, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. We're still talking about the crimes of Hillary Clinton, and her crimes have been, folks, have been blurted from the tops of the house through the media in this country for 40 years. At least 40 years, and she's still today committing crimes with a smile on her face. And now, for some reason or another, Mr. Donald Trump, who's frustrated that he can't do anything about it, I don't know what constitution he's reading, is literally giving these people a pass. She acts more as the president of the United States than he does. He acts as an impotent stand-in. In other words, the criminals know how to lie better than Donald Trump knows how to keep his promises. And it's the same thing for the American people. Because if Donald's not going to enforce the law, you need to keep in mind, America, that you are the law. And the strength of the United States Constitution lies within each and every one of us to enforce it. We're not called nowhere to stand back and allow the president to just do at will what he wills. Especially when it comes to the crimes of the Clintons or the Obamas. And the list goes on. You know, someone just did a report on my website, and they have their left, and then they have moderate left, and then they have center, and then they have, you know, how they like to gauge things left and right. And they have me on the extreme right. Well, I am extremely right. And I'm extremely right because I'm pointing to the finger of those that gave the documents, the word. And it's not just the Bible, but also what our forefathers established, that we're still here 240 years later. Hey, folks, knowing that justice guards our liberties, it would be good for the President of the United States to understand that a king, American law, that sitteth in the throne of judgment, scattereth away all evil with his eyes. He needs to read Proverbs 20, verse 8.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.